Hey folks, Dan Farrell here with your market update for March 21st, 2024. So what happened yesterday that caused rates to drop? Well, I think they're going to drop even more, folks. We had the Federal Reserve come out. So hopefully you joined us on our live event yesterday. We had a little bit of a technical difficulties with that, but I think you get the gist of it. So today's video, what I want to discuss is a few different components that the Federal Reserve stated yesterday. One, we're going to go over the dot plot, what it is, what it means. The next thing we're going to go over is quantitative easing and quantitative of tightening, because the Federal Reserve came out and they said, we're not going to continue to basically sell a lot of our assets right now to deplete our balance sheet. So that's actually going to help rates as well. I'm going to go over that. And then the fiscal spending of our government. It is the one catalyst right now that I think might be the diffuser of all this stuff. So that's what we're going to go over today next. So without further ado, let's get over to it. You guys are here to figure out where mortgage rates are. So we had a nice little downtick yesterday because of the Federal Reserve speech, but right here what you're seeing is the top six programs people use when they're buying their first house. Now I got to say this part for legal purposes. These are not my rates. These aren't any individual bank's rates. Who they are or what they are is Mortgage News Daily right up through there. They survey lenders all over the country. They ask them these five questions. Okay, the five questions are, if you had somebody looking to buy their first house, it's going to be their primary home and a single family home. That's probably what you're looking for right now. But these people have a 780 credit score and they're putting down 25%. You don't need a 780 credit score, and if you're a first time home buyer, you can most likely get away with 3%. We have grants that'll give you even that amount of money, or at least two of that 3%. You can see if you can qualify. I'll put a video right up through here for you. But you're seeing right through here, mortgage rates have dropped. I think they're going to continue to drop. The reasons why? Well, let's get over to it. The Federal Reserve met yesterday and they came out and said, okay, here's what we're going to do to rates this year. And this is what's called the dot plot. So you can find this. You can go to CME Watch Tool. This is actually by the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. And what it tells us is what's the likelihood the Federal Reserve will change things at the next meeting. And this is saying, you know, how they're going to change the federal funds target rate. Okay, so if you scroll down through here, right now the federal funds target rate, you need to know this, is 5.25 to 5.5. Okay, why you need to know this is because it'll make this chart make sense. Okay, we're right here when it comes to where 2023 was. Okay, 5.25 to 5.5%, right through there. Okay, the dot plot, the new dot plot's coming out, just came out yesterday. It's signaling the Federal Reserve. Now, these are members of the Fed. They put a dot where they expect the rates to be. It's not me, it's not analysts. This is the Fed members. The consensus right now is they're going to be right here, 4.5 to 4.75. That means we're going to be down about 75 basis points, 0.75%. Well, the Federal Reserve usually moves in increments of a quarter, so that means there's three cuts likely in 2024 and more in 2025. Okay, so now let's talk about what happened from COVID to kind of now. Okay, what happened during those times is the Federal Reserve thought that the country would go into a recession or maybe a depression. So what they did is they jumped into the market and they started buying up bonds, especially mortgage-backed security bonds, to drive down interest rates so people can continue to spend and afford things and such. Because the U.S., it's a consumption-based economy, so we need our cash, we need our credit, we need rates low. So what they do is they come in and they buy up all these bonds to force rates down. Because you guys know on this channel, when you have a bond, its yield, what happens, you have to drive down the prices to bring up the yields. Okay, so what they did here is they drove up the prices to plummet the yields by doing what? They just kept buying and buying and buying. There was over demand at a limited supply. So that makes the prices go up and the rates come down. That's what they did. Okay, what they mentioned yesterday was something of the tune of quantitative tightening, or maybe slowing down what they're doing on quantitative tightening. So what the Federal Reserve's been doing is they've been actually reducing their balance sheet. You can see right through here, allowing security holdings to mature without reinvesting it at the pace of $60 billion a month in treasuries and $35 billion a month in mortgage-backed securities. So what this means is the Federal Reserve has been pushing out selling assets. Let me see if I can come over here. This is where they're selling their assets. So this is the assets, the balance sheet of the Federal Reserve. I'll take my head out of the way for a second. You can see here's the balance sheet. It scrolls along. Then it takes a little bit of an uptick. This is back when the housing market crashed in 2008. It wasn't that bad. And then you had this, you know, here's what's happening. They're trying to keep the economy afloat, and then pandemic, bam. So then they started adding to their balance sheet, which is purchasing these assets that you can see right through here. They'll purchase right through here. And we go back to this and they purchase all the way up to this. Okay, this point. So they were buying $40 billion a month in mortgage-backed securities and about $60 billion a month in government bonds. All right, so what they've been doing since then is they've been selling off. So there's already not much demand for mortgages, okay, in the market right now. Plus, the Federal Reserve is selling a lot of mortgage-backed securities. So you have too much of something hitting the market. What happens? Prices plummet. And rates go up. This is basic supply and demand, folks. So that's what's going on right now. So this alone as well is going to help interest rates because the Federal Reserve isn't going to keep continuing to push because they said they're going to slow down the sales of their bond assets that they're holding on the books. Okay, so that's hugely important. So we have a dot plot signaling 3 rate cuts. We have the Federal Reserve coming out saying we're not going to force or put more of these bonds on the market that's going to help things. Here's the problem that we have, though, folks. The government just continues to spend and spend and spend. Grandpa Biden, he's trying to make everybody happy, folks. I'm not a huge, you know, it's not like I don't like President Biden, but he's just doing everything fiscally wrong at this time. He's trying to make everybody happy like Grandpa does. You know, every time you go visit Grandpa, he gives you some money and stuff like that. But he can't do that. We don't have the money. Okay, let me get to this section right here. Another thing, in CNBC today, here's another thing. Student loan forgiveness, $5.8 billion already on top of, you know, $7 billion. It's nuts. They just continue to go out there and just, you know, try to appease the market. Did you realize the federal deficit from 2019 to 2023? In 2019, it was $4.4 trillion. And that was unheard of. Now we've gone to $6 trillion. Now they want 2025's budget, or I said deficit budget, to be $7-something trillion. Guys, we got to stop spending money as a country. It's going to hurt us. It's going to hurt their generations ahead. So that's my whole context for today. So based on the economic news we have today, which is basically the jobs report, let's go through here. We have on Thursday, the news out, the jobs report, initial jobless claims, basically steady right in line, signaling an okay jobs market. We had the previous reading was 212,000 people filed first-time claims. It came in at 210, right in line. We have the Philadelphia Fed's manufacturing index, 5.2. This is telling you where the manufacturing is slowing down. They expected it to come in at -2. It actually came in at 3. So it's down from the 5, but not as bad as they thought it was going to be. Index here, right in line. Servicing PMI, kind of right in line. So no really shocks in all right now when it comes to jobs and manufacturing and so forth. Manufacturing's coming down, and then you're going to see jobs come down a little bit, but it's not going to have the economy fall off a cliff. Based on the news we have right now, what's going on in the bond market? Well, it's not as robust as I thought it was going to be today, folks. So right through here, here's how we follow the market. I watched the mortgage-backed security bonds. Remember I said over here when you have bonds, when the prices go up, yields come down. And when the prices go down, yields go up. Well, right now we have the bond market, the MBS. This is right through here. This is a mortgage bond that trades on Wall Street. The price is up 6 ticks. Nothing really to write home about. We're going to see basically nothing happen to mortgage rates right now based on this. But you can see the plus number is fantastic. We want the prices of this bond to go up, driving down the yield. Let's go to a 5-day chart, see what that looks like, because we get a little gist of that. Look, it's been up, up and away for mortgage bonds. Again, as this moves up, rates are coming down. We're also off the 10-year treasury. Remember I said the other day, when this thing hits 4.3%, it's not real good news for the markets, any markets, even the stock market. Well, we've eased back from that from 4.31 the other day to 4.27. That's also a good sign for the economy right now. So my name is Dan Frio. I'm actually a licensed mortgage loan officer. I work at Allied First Bank. We are one of the largest mortgage brokerages as well. We'd love to help you. Okay. So if you're out there, you're trying to navigate this market to say, Dan, you know, I need help getting pre-qualified. We can help you. You might say, Dan, I've already locked in. I see rates coming down. Am I stuck with the bank that I'm at right now? You're probably stuck. It's like buying a stock. Once you buy it, you can't go back and say, oh, the price dropped. Can I trade it in and buy it again? But I might have a reprieve for you on those two things. Okay. So the first thing is, if you're out there and you're like, Dan, I locked in. Can you do me better? All right. We have a loan estimate calculator right up there. Upload your loan estimate in there. I'm going to review it probably within hours of you sending it to me. Hopefully we can help you out, get you a lower rate, maybe lower fees, maybe a lower rate and fees. Okay, for those first-time homebuyers out there, do you know we offer a $10,000 grant to help you with your down payment and closing costs? If you don't qualify for that, you might qualify for our $5,250 grant. Don't qualify for that one? Most first-time homebuyers, like I said when I was reviewing rates, only need 3% down. We have a program that will give you 2% of the 3% down. So how do you find these grants? Well, we have a tab right up there. It says grants. You're going to fill out some questionnaires. You're going to walk right through, and it's going to tell you which one you qualify for or any. Once you realize, hey, I can qualify for that program, reach out to us. We're going to make sure that you can get approved into that program. Just because you're in that area doesn't mean you're going to be approved. It just makes it that you're eligible. And then last but not least, if you're like, Dan, I need help. I'm going to apply. I need you to walk me through this step by step by step because I want to buy a house in 2024. Now, I'm not saying you have to, folks, but if you've decided for you and your family that's best, hit the apply now button right up there. It's going to walk you through. It's going to take you about 10, 15 minutes to complete the application. We'll then reach out to that application will come to us and then somebody from my team. There's only me, Alan, and David. So one of us will be calling you, go over any questions that you have, and then move forward with you there. But if you just want to call in and maybe email me directly, we can do that and I'll email you directly back. There to find that information, just scroll down to the bottom of our website, which is therateupdate.com. You're going to find our 800 number right there and then my email address right here. Feel free to email me any questions that you might have. So that's it for today, guys. I hope you learned something today. If you did, buy me a coffee down below in the description. Had a lot of coffee buying for me yesterday. So just saying, you know, I drink my coffee every day, all day to make sure I don't have these bags under my eyes. But that's it, folks. I hope you find all the details you need down below. And if we can help you further, you can't find that information, give us a call. Love to help you. So if you haven't subscribed yet, please do that. Otherwise, have a fantastic day. Hope to see you here tomorrow. God bless. Take care.